Good morning. Today is Friday, November 4th. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. It will be unseasonably warm this weekend, starting with 76-degree weather today. Look for sunny skies and a low of 61. This weekend we'll see temperatures in the low 80s. In our top story, Raleigh police have arrested a juvenile in the fatal shooting of a 16-year-old student at Millbrook High School, on Halloween night. Police have not named the suspect because he is under 18 but say he was taken into custody after a secure custody order was issued. Police did not say how old the suspect is. The teen victim was an 11th grader at the high school and was shot in North Raleigh on Monday night while trick-or-treating. Another teen was shot and suffered serious injuries, while a third had non-life-threatening wounds. Wake County District Attorney Lauren Freeman said she has not decided whether to try the suspect as an adult since the case is still being investigated. In election news, early voting in North Carolina ends on Saturday, November 5, at 3 p.m. Early voting sites in Wake, Durham, Orange, Chatham and Harnett counties will all be open every day until November 5. Sites in several other nearby counties, including Johnston and Franklin, will be open on some weekend days during early voting but not all of them. Election officials say voters should keep in mind that the busiest early voting days typically are the first and last days of early voting. There are, however, websites on local election board websites that will tell voters how long a wait is at a poll site. Election day is Tuesday. In school news, Wake County families need to prepare for a series of days off from school and an early release day over the next week. Students at traditional calendar schools will have 3 weekdays off and an early release day between today and Veterans Day. Students at Wake's other schools will have 2 weekdays off from school and an early release day next week. The schedule disruptions are a result of a combination of state law, a desire to not have students on campus on election day and efforts to provide time for teachers to enter grades and receive training time. And finally, our readers have chosen the top biscuit in the triangle. Was it a fluffy biscuit from national chain Bojangles? Or did the homegrown Sunrise Biscuit Kitchen take home the flakiest of prizes? Find out at newsobserver.com. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website, and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.